You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Your life can be happier. This is possible as you get to know God better.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Lord of life and author of forgiveness and God of hope, come into our lives, we pray. Take possession of our hearts and guide our will. Let every step of our lives be in harmony with your grace and holiness. Each time we stumble, O Lord, hold before us your perfect forgiveness and everlasting hope. Grant us the strength needed to live this life with joy and the certainty of faith necessary to look to eternity with great anticipation. In Jesus' intercessory name we pray, amen. In what way is the telephone book in your home like the Bible? According to the chief of surgery in a large hospital in California, both the telephone book and the Bible can serve as lifesavers. Individuals on the brink of death and in desperate need of medical help can sometimes be saved by dialing a number found in a telephone book. In this way, they can receive immediate, desperately needed medical assistance. The Bible, however, offers no telephone numbers, and yet the Apostle Paul, writing to his young assistant Timothy, stated, "The sacred writings are able to give us the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith in Jesus Christ." The Bible contains life-giving information not only for this life, but also for life eternal. Countless books have been written on the question of whether or not God exists. Doctrinal dissertations, carefully written and vigorously defended, have been published stating that God can never be known with certainty. This man-centered, quasi-academic arrogance, however, contradicts the solid message of the apostles and the prophets who were inspired by God to write the Bible. Writing to the church at Corinth, St. Paul states, and I quote, "The world, through its wisdom, did not come to know God. Nevertheless, God was well pleased through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe." The United States Library of Congress is one of the largest libraries in the entire world. It contains over 20 million books, pamphlets, charts, manuscripts, maps, musical compositions, engravings, lithographs, and other items. And yet, with the exception of the Bible and other Christ-centered material, all of these books, charts, and graphs will never lead one single soul through the gates of heaven. Eternal salvation, St. Paul reminds us, rests not on man's knowledge or wisdom, but on the powerful, soul-saving proclamation of Jesus Christ, His sin-atoning crucifixion, and His life-giving Easter glorious resurrection. There is no other ticket to paradise. There is no other salvation from the eternal hell penalty for sin. In Romans chapter 8, we read that Jesus was delivered up. He was killed because of our transgressions and our sins. He was raised again on Easter for our justification, for our salvation. Yes, in no uncertain terms, St. Paul clearly defined the limits of human wisdom. And then, for salvation of souls, he proclaimed only God's wisdom. In 1 Corinthians, St. Paul refers to Jesus as the wisdom of God. St. Paul was brilliant. He had the finest education of his day. He was familiar with the latest philosophies. And yet, regarding salvation, he told the members of the early church in Corinth, "I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified, so that your faith," he said, "should not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God." The Bible is not just a bunch of words and endless religious talk. In themselves, words can help no one. The United Nations was begun to bring lasting peace and security in the world, but it seems now to be bogged down in its own machinery. Endless speeches are given, millions of words are spoken, countless committees meet, resolutions are passed, but little or no impact is made on international turmoil, war, and violence. In 1982, the United Nations held over 29,000 hours of meetings. 700 million pages of documents were produced. They weighed 27,000 tons, and every page of the speeches cost over $200 each. This is more than the annual per capita income of 16 United Nations member states. Man's desire for an earthly utopia and his quest for real peace for the soul will not be accomplished by mortal men. Even less effective will be his efforts for eternal life. Is it any wonder, then, that St. Paul should say, "Where is the wise man? Where is the scribe? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since in the wisdom of God the world through its wisdom does not come to know God, God was well pleased through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe." No, it shall never be through human wisdom that one single soul shall enter the mansions of heaven. Entry into paradise is gained through the special wisdom of God, which is available to all men in the pages of the Holy Scriptures. The Bible, and the Bible alone, is able to provide that wisdom which leads to salvation through faith in the Blessed Redeemer. It was Jesus who said, "I am the door, and I am the way." This powerful message, the central message of the Bible, is frequently misunderstood. You see, today, we live in a self-centered culture. We are always doing everything. We feel that we must accomplish everything. Consequently, we generally misunderstand the central purpose of the Holy Scriptures. We see the Bible as a large religious instruction book containing guidelines on how we must live in order to gain entrance into paradise. The Bible is not, I repeat, the Bible is not a religious handbook outlining rules to follow in order to get to heaven. The Bible is a sacred record, not of what we have to do, but of what God has already done in Jesus Christ to make salvation for us possible. The Apostle Peter wrote, "For Christ Jesus also died for our sins, once for all, the just for the unjust, in order that He might bring us to God." In Romans chapter 5 we read, "For while we were still helpless, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly." Again, St. Paul, in a beautiful expression of certain hope, wrote to the Corinthian church, "For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures." This is what the beautiful Bible-based life-saving message is all about. That is why it can make you wise unto salvation by directing you to faith and trust in Jesus Christ. When the death of Jesus is proclaimed, we don't try to understand it by reason, and when His resurrection is proclaimed, we don't try to figure it out through logic. We read the message, we hear the proclamation, and by a special process, one which we don't fully comprehend, the Spirit of God makes us wise unto salvation. It is not by our own power, but by the power of God that faith is planted in our doubting hearts. No, it is not our brilliance. No, it is not even our own human understanding that saves us. It is solely the grace of God in Christ Jesus which guarantees our eternal salvation. This redemption is a precious gift, and the faith which receives it is also a gift. All of this is beyond our limited understanding. It is, as the Bible explains in Romans chapter 9, "So then, it does not depend on the man who wills or the man who runs, but on God who has mercy. Several months ago, a local newspaper carried a story of an unusual religious group. This story caused many, many letters to the editor. One clergyman responded by saying, "Everyone is guaranteed salvation, provided, to the best of our human ability, we endeavor to live an exemplary, ethical life." This philosophy sounds good. To some, it even sounds like something Jesus might have said, but it isn't. In the Bible, Ephesians chapter 2, we read, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, and not of works, lest any man should boast." Don't gamble your future anymore, and don't let the gates of heaven close in front of you because of disinterest, personal pride, or indifference. Abandon today your attempts to appear righteous in God's sight and throw yourself completely at Jesus' feet. Live with confidence in His mercy. Leave forever that terrible uncertainty of self-righteousness, and then say with the hymn writer who wrote, "Lord, we confess our numerous faults, how great our guilt has been, how vain and foolish all our thoughts and all our lives were sin. 'Tis not by works of righteousness, which our own hands have done, but we are saved by God's free grace, abounding through His Son." Grace is not something we receive enabling us to make ourselves look better in God's sight. Grace is God's gracious attitude of love toward us because of what Jesus Christ has done for us on the cross. The Holy Scriptures are like a mirror which never lie. When we look into them, we see our constant tendency to follow what we want and not what God wants. The Scriptures destroy our intentions to try to become righteous, echoing God's demand, "You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy." The sacred Scriptures drive us to despair over our unholiness and overwhelming shortcomings in the sight of God. But then in these same pages, God's grace and salvation is abundantly revealed. Speaking of the salvation found in Jesus Christ, St. John wrote, "These things have been written so that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, and that by believing in this, you might have life in His name." No, don't delay. Read the Bible. In the final analysis, the Bible is a million times more important than the family will, no matter how much inheritance and money might be involved. In the final analysis, the Holy Scriptures are more important to you than the directions on the medicine bottle in the hands of a dying man. The Scriptures have the power to make you wise unto salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. In the Bible, read about the Savior's sinless life. Isaiah prophesied, "He had done no violence, neither was there any deceit in His mouth. And yet this sinless man was hung on the cross for you. His bloody death was a perfect sacrifice for you. It was accepted by God the Father to atone for the sins of the whole world." In the Bible, Ephesians chapter 1, we read, "In Jesus, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace." In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, we read, "For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that, whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with Him." Again, in 1 Timothy chapter 2, the Scriptures proclaim, "For there is one God and one mediator also between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave Himself as a ransom for all." Oh, it's nice to know baseball trivia. Learning about mechanics and engines is exciting. Reading and learning about fishing and hunting and golfing techniques can be intriguing. Memorizing recipes for the kitchen can be challenging. Knowing the latest popular music hits can be an ego boost. Rattling off the names of Hollywood stars and media personalities while sitting in front of the television may give us a sense of inner accomplishment. And there is nothing wrong with any of these. But don't, please don't ever neglect the most important. Your soul and your eternity depend on this. Read and prayerfully study the Bible. Memorize sections of the Scriptures, for they are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us bow our heads in prayer. O Lord, Thou hast caused all Scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may hear them, read them, study them closely, and understand them, so that, O Lord, by patience and comfort, of thy holy word we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in our Savior Jesus Christ, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.